this isn't solidarity with the staff. The amount of work they do and the pressures they face with constantly being underfunded and under-resourced is absolutely ridiculous. We only have 4 or 5 ICU beds. We need more. We need HDU beds. The diabetes services in Letterkenny University Hospital, I mean, we have one endocrinologist who is privately sourced for 12 hours a week, and yet there are well in excess of 500 people receiving care for type 1 diabetes, which means that there is currently 40% of people with type 1 diabetes waiting over 2 years to have a review. We have no sitting neurologist. We have extensive waiting lists. 11 out of the 12 months last year, Letterkenny Hospital was reported as overcrowded. In December last year, it was the second most overcrowded hospital in the country twice. And in January, it was the fourth most overcrowded hospital in the country. And then, as we've seen in April, there were nearly 600 people admitted without a bed in April. It was the most overcrowded in Letterkenny University Hospital seen in April. We need proper investment as a Tier 3 hospital. In fact, we probably need to upgrade it to a Tier 4 hospital. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there are currently 12,565 adults waiting on an outpatient appointment at Letterkenny University Hospital. And 1,586 of them are waiting over 18 months. Now, that doesn't mean that they're waiting 18 months. That could mean that they're waiting 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And there are currently 276 children waiting over 18 months. There are some children aging out of paediatric care that will have never seen the specialist they're supposed to have seen. You know, we at this stage, we need to stand up and say, you know, we are not going to stand by idly and watch as our hospital and our services crumble beneath us. You know, Donegal should be getting the same treatment as other hospitals around the country. And we know that there's overcrowding across the board.
University Hospital.
Yes, I've had contacts and I spoke about that last month with paramedics who are on their knees with the under servicing that they are getting as well. I mean, I had already spoke about that at the bank holiday Easter weekend. There was one ambulance to cover the entire of the Inishowen area. You know, from Malin Head to Letterkenny. I mean, one ambulance to cover that. I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous. As the paramedic said to me, you know, if somebody has a cardiac arrest in Malin Head and somebody has a cardiac arrest in Burt, what do we do? There was no ambulance available. Mm. You know, we have ambulances answering calls in Donegal coming from Monaghan, coming from Sligo. And if they're answering calls in Donegal, who's answering the calls in Monaghan? Does that mean Cavan is then answering calls from Monaghan? And it's the consistent knock-on effect then. So there are nurses saying that they're... I mean, I spoke with nurses last month in A&E and they were saying that, you know, that they can't take much more. Mm. They cannot take much more. And the lack of just resources. And you know what? They are on their knees. They are doing the very best they can. This is absolutely not a protest against the staff. This is a protest in solidarity with the staff. And I would actually call on the staff, you know, to come out and be heard. Because the work that they are doing under the tremendous pressures that they are facing is just beyond the pale, and they need proper support. And the government needs to stand up now, and they need to invest in Letterkenny University Hospital. They need to be supporting the staff and the patients. You know, time for lip service is over. It is now time to invest. It is now time to invest in more beds and more staff.
What action would you want to be taken, and how soon would you want to see it?
The Minister for Health needs to sit down with the consultants, and you know what? He needs to sit down and he really needs to listen, because, you know, this is a year later and they have now issued a new letter. They have enough to do. They are worked to the bone. They have enough to do. The doctors have enough to do. They shouldn't have to be sitting down and penning letters to get the supports that they rightly deserve in order to treat their patients. Okay, they shouldn't have to be then taking the time out to fight for those services. And I suppose in an ideal world, they wouldn't have to, but they need proper support. And the Minister of Health needs to start listening to the staff in Letterkenny University Hospital, and he needs to start listening to the patients in Letterkenny University Hospital and their families and those advocating for them, because, you know, this problem is not going away. about calling all candidates who are now running in these local elections and who are running in the European elections. You know, they're saying that they're standing up for the people of the North West and the people of Donegal. So, you know what? Put your money where your mouth is and come out and support the people of Donegal on Saturday at 1 o'clock, because there is nothing as important as our healthcare service, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.